Guatemala is getting ready to hold elections on Sunday. Voters in the Central American nation will be casting ballots for president, Congress, and local offices. Violence has marred the campaign, with 50 people killed in recent months, and crime is a major political theme in Guatemala. But there's more to this election than violence. Bloggers, for instance, have played a big role in the campaign. The World's Clark Boyd reports from Guatemala City.
Guatemala's presidential candidates declared the campaign over last Sunday. Since then, there have been fewer rallies and rousing speeches on the streets here. But online, things are still pretty noisy. Mano dura, or strong hand, is the slogan of right-wing candidate Otto Perez Molina. You can download this theme song of sorts from his Patriot Party website. He promises to get tough on crime and to also create new jobs. Not to be outdone, Perez Molina's chief rival, Alvaro Colom, also has an extensive website, complete with YouTube videos touting the candidate's promises.
Más de 200,000 viviendas y los servicios básicos que necesitamos en nuestras comunidades. Con Álvaro Colom.
Colom's video says he'll build 200,000 new homes for Guatemalans and provide better basic services. All of this online campaigning is a topic of discussion for the country's growing blogging community. A few of them get together for coffee at a local bookshop.
I know him on my Facebook.
Renata Avila is an international lawyer. She blogs in Spanish and English, and not just about Guatemalan politics.
For example, we have big issues concerning discrimination in Guatemala, so I blog about India that has similar issues on my blog, so I can show different realities to the people that reads my blog.
Avila says that in Guatemala, a few big companies control the major media outlets. Those companies tend to support one candidate. Blogs, she says, can help break that monopoly on information.
In a country where media are controlled not by the government but by individuals that own, that when it's a monopoly, then you have blogs to balance the situation and somehow to help people to build an informed opinion, neutral and objective view of the things.
And blogs can also help spark much-needed political debate, says 23-year-old blogger Javier Aroche.
La gente puede expresar lo que piensa, qué político le agrada, cuáles no, qué posturas.
People can say what they're thinking in blogs, Aroche says, and the comments on blogs can heat things up. That's better than what newspapers can do, he adds. But, Aroche points out, access to blogs and the internet is a big issue here. While it's not hard to get online in Guatemala City, the rural areas lack not just an internet connection, but basics such as electricity and literacy. And so the presidential candidates target a very specific audience on their websites. Perez Molina's site includes short video blogs where young Guatemalans send out political messages. In this video blog, a young man named Rodrigo says, "This is a project by young people for young people." He goes on to say that Perez Molina's party will give young people a chance to work together for a new Guatemala. Guatemalan bloggers haven't been afraid to raise questions and concerns about the elections. One writes that the campaign has become nothing but a reality TV program. Another post is titled, "If you vote for criminals, you are a criminal." That blogger writes that the campaign has become, quote, "an attempt to avoid the possibility that dark characters with links to organized crime and narco trafficking might get elected on September 9th, end quote. But it's not all been serious. Emails have been making the rounds with picture attachments. Those pictures show the faces of the candidates photoshopped onto the bodies of famous Mexican soap opera stars. Blogger and writer Julio Serrano thinks that's also good for political dialogue.
Blogs son como el espacio donde se relaja todo esto, entonces...
Blogs are a space where things get relaxed. The best you can do with these campaigns is laugh at the jokes. And if you're the one who puts the joke out there, better still. And it's really important that blogs use humor to start a political dialogue. That's a really important contribution that blogs can make.
And speaking of jokes, when you ask these Guatemalan bloggers who they'll vote for on Sunday, they laugh. Renata Avila jokes that she'll vote for Felix. Hurricane Felix, that is. After all, she says, Felix will probably end up doing less harm to the country than any of the real candidates. For The World, this is Clark Boyd in Guatemala City.